This episode is brought to you by 1010. 1010 is an exclusive collection of 10 one-of-a-kind engagement rings, designed by 10 of the most distinctive designers working today. Using only diamonds responsibly and sustainably sourced from Botswana, 10 design masters have each produced a uniquely beautiful diamond ring, launching exclusively on January 18th at BlueNile.com. This exciting limited edition collection of diamond engagement rings launches on January 18th, and you can preview it exclusively at BlueNile.com. This is Optimal Relationships Daily, episode 872, Rogerian Person-Centered Counseling, by Keith Wilson of KeithWilsonCounseling.com. Hello, everybody. I am your host here on ORD, Greg Audino. Happy to have you here today. I've got a post that's slightly atypical for the show, but highly valuable in my opinion. Keith Wilson of Keith Wilson Counseling is going to discuss therapeutic techniques in today's article, and it goes without saying that the amount of people entering therapy is on the rise. Yet still, many people wait too long and don't quite know what to look for in a therapist once they do decide to try it out. Keith's article today will shed some light on effective therapy and ideas for you to keep in mind when considering compatibility that you might have with a therapist of your own down the road. So let's hear what he has to say and start optimizing your life. Rogerian Person-Centered Counseling by Keith Wilson of KeithWilsonCounseling.com. A therapist who doesn't practice Rogerian Person-Centered Counseling is like a musician who doesn't practice scales. It is so basic and foundational that I wouldn't know what to do without it. But going to a therapist who only practices Rogerian Person-Centered Counseling is like listening to a musician practicing scales. It gets pretty tedious, and you wonder if it'll ever go anywhere. Carl Rogers, who incidentally developed his theory when he lived right here in Rochester, likened counseling to growing a plant. When you provide the right kind of soil, the right amount of sunlight, and the right amount of water, plants grow themselves. Rogers said that there are three things needed for growth of people: empathy, acceptance, and sincerity. Empathy. Think about it. When you're with someone who's willing and able to take your point of view, you start to take your own point of view more seriously. No, it's not just because you like to be around people who agree with you. You might be one of those who doesn't value your own point of view. You might not believe that what you feel and think is important. If that's the case, then it's easy to become alienated from your feelings and sloppy in your thinking. Therefore, if you want to help another person be the best they can be, look at things through their shoes. Show a little empathy. Rogerians are big on paraphrasing what has just been said so they can demonstrate empathic understanding. They like to identify feelings. They summarize the thoughts that the other has just expressed. When they do so, the client starts to hear what they're saying. So if it's nonsense, they can make it more lucid. And if it's wisdom, they can start listening to their own best advice. Acceptance. When you're with someone who accepts you without judgment, you become freer to talk about your thoughts, feelings, and actions. If you're trying to work things out, you need to be able to play with thoughts and ideas. Judgmentalism shuts down this process. When someone pronounces the thing you said as good or bad, you figure it's completed and you stop right there. It's important to realize that acceptance is not the same as approval. A real Rogerian counselor would not judge you positively any more than she would judge you negatively. She'll just be open to what you have to say. A positive judgment is still a judgment and will hamper you from feeling free to change your mind. Sincerity. You can tell when someone is acting fake. You just can't trust them. When someone is getting high and mighty, telling you what to do, acting like they're better than you, then you start paying more attention to what they're doing than what you came for. When you're with someone who is cloying and sentimental, then you wonder who they really are. You question whether you are dealing with a real human being. On the other hand, when you're with someone who is real, you can get real too. You can both take off the masks. A Rogerian counselor will strive to be authentic, transparent, and forthright. What you see is what you get. If you have questions for him, he'll answer them clear and honestly. He won't hide behind a degree or a role. Rogerian counselors will self-disclose. They will especially self-disclose whatever is going on in the session for them, what they think and feel about you in a non-judgmental way. But They won't do this so that they can be the center of attention. They'll do it so you don't have to think about them at all. I believe Carl Rogers was really onto something. Any counseling session or any other kind of human encounter that does not possess the characteristics of empathy, acceptance, and sincerity is not going to be growth-producing. Therefore, Rogerian person-centered counseling is always an essential ingredient. However, sometimes you need more. Whenever I meet with a client who has been to other therapists, I ask how effective they thought those therapy sessions were. The most common complaint I get is that the therapist just sat there, seldom said anything, and didn't make any suggestions. I think I know what happened. Those therapists think they are giving the client the maximum space to explore themselves without interference. They thought that they were practicing Rogerian person-centered therapy. Actually, they may not be. They may be falling short on sincerity. They may be so intent on being a Rogerian therapist that they forget to be themselves. But even if they are practicing authentic Rogerian person-centered therapy, there are limitations to that kind of approach. The approach essentially frees people up to heal themselves. Most people who come to counseling do not believe they can heal themselves. If they could, they wouldn't be paying a counselor to sit and watch them do it. They need help, and they are often so clouded and hampered by their misery that if they cannot be relieved of their symptoms quickly enough, they'll give up on the whole enterprise. That is why I'm not only a Rogerian person-centered therapist. I'll use other methods, more directive methods as well, so you can feel you're getting somewhere and gaining something from the experience. You just listened to the post titled Rogerian Person-Centered Counseling by Keith Wilson of keithwilsoncounseling.com. This episode is sponsored by Apostrophe, a prescription skincare company for people that are ready to take their acne seriously. Prescription acne treatment works, but it's hard to get. You have to see a doctor on a weekday, you have to wait at the pharmacy to get your medication, but Apostrophe makes it easy to see a board-certified dermatologist online. You'll get treated immediately, and your medications are delivered to your home. I saw quick results from the treatment I received, the texture of my skin is noticeably better, and the medication absorbed extremely well, which means a lot to me because I hate the idea of applying anything itchy to my face. So to get started, just go to apostrophe.com/ORD and click Begin Visit. Then use the code ORD at sign up, and you'll get $15 off your dermatology visit. That's apostrophe.com/ORD, and use that code ORD to get your dermatology visit for $15 off. And we thank Apostrophe for sponsoring the podcast. Now, I mentioned in the intro that this is a great post for understanding the inner workings of good therapy and what to seek should you be looking for professional help. But if the concepts Keith described sound familiar, it's because they are. It's because you possess all of these qualities too. That being said, this post is not only a great tool for identifying effective therapy, though everyone in therapy has different needs and may respond differently to different strategies, but it's also a reminder for how we can be kind to others as well as ourselves. We are regularly in positions to support friends, family, and even strangers sometimes. You may not be a therapist or a counselor or a life coach, but you can and should keep these ideas in mind when trying to help someone. How can you be accepting of what they have to say? Try to understand where they're coming from and encourage them to share more. How can you help them explore their own ideas for better or worse? While mental health professionals have this mastered, you too can use this process by listening fully to others and remembering that their unique story has given them all the proof they need to believe in what they believe in. And with that, I hope you are feeling ready to support others in a way that you would like to be supported. We have come to the end, so I am going to get out of your hair for today, folks. Thank you for being here and listening all the way through. If you like today's post, good news, I will be back tomorrow with more wonderful relationship content for you. I hope to see you there, where your optimal life awaits.